Hi, welcome to Bookie. To unlock more world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for B-O-O-K-E-Y at Apple Store or Google Play. You will get 7 days free trial with more features. Today we will unlock the book rework. Big companies love to elaborate on formulating business plans, analyzing competition, searching for investors, and so on. However, 37 Signals, a software company with neither budget nor advertising, few staff and salespersons, does just the opposite and is thriving with a huge profit. It provides fewer products but earns more than its competitors. Even though the company had fewer than 60 employees, they brought in millions in profit every year. Maybe you're shaking your head and don't believe a word, but this is not fake news. 37 Signals, now known as Basecamp, is a private-owned internet application company based in Chicago. Its small team develops simple and specialized software, and has launched several software with millions of users. The company's valuation once reached hundreds of billions of dollars at its peak. 37 Signals is exceptional in many aspects. For example, its business philosophy is to reject growth, meetings, and boards of directors. Its employees are spread out in 32 different cities on 2 continents, doing home office and communicating through online group chat. Nonetheless, after 2 economic recessions, a burst bubble and several business model shifts, to everyone's surprise, the company remains profitable. You must be curious, how can such a small company that runs counter to the traditional business model make it? What kind of business model makes them stand out in the intense competition of the internet industry? Today's Bookie Rework will answer these questions. The authors Jason Fried and David Heinemeier Hansen co-founded the software company 37 Signals, which is known for its high efficiency. Since Jason advocates minimalism, believes in the beauty of simplicity and respects the simple and honest way, he applies these ideas to his business and its product development. The minimalist values are also reflected in the creation of this book. The authors made it a collection of wise and easy-to-understand bite-sized articles, a welcome breath of fresh air among a bunch of management and marketing books. More importantly, it is so practical and realistic that we can turn to it any time for reference. This book has been highly acclaimed since it got published. American popular science writer Kathy Sierra said, "I tried so hard to keep myself from tearing off every page and stick all of them on the wall." Writer Penelope Trunk commented, "appealingly intimate, as if you're having coffee with the authors." The founding partner of a well-known American investment firm, Jessica Livingston, even suggested, "this book is not only a must-read for starters, but also a good reference for everyone at work." In this bookie, we will introduce the minimalist business principles of 37 Signals in 4 parts, namely business strategies, marketing strategies, product positioning, and corporate culture. Let's see how the company managed to accomplish more with fewer resources. In terms of business strategies, the minimalist credo of 37 Signals lies in the small size. One of the founders and also the author of this book, Jason Fried, stated in an interview, "I hope 37 Signals can grow gradually, prudently, and systematically, instead of growing for the sake of becoming bigger." At the time when the book was published, 37 Signals had only 16 employees. Nevertheless, tens of thousands of small businesses were using its contact management and customer relationship management tools to track potential customers, deal with transactions, and manage 10 million contact lists. Over 500,000 people had signed up for its intranet and knowledge sharing tool. People had sent more than 100 million messages using its chat tool. No doubt, its success was a wake-up call for those who believe that internet companies have to hire compulsively and spend wildly. Although many startups attract investments and improve competitiveness through rapid development, 37 Signals has proven by its remarkable achievement that sometimes establishing a slow-paced company can also bring a surprising effect. The founders of 37 Signals have been keeping the company from expanding, as they believe expansion will result in restrictions such as personnel surplus, endless meetings, cumbersome procedures, and office politics. In the end, the organization is likely to speak more and do less. Besides, in their view, when the company becomes bigger, It will take years to change its original business strategies. The more the reform costs, the harder it is to make any changes, and the more likely it'll become a dead end. The authors said, when you're a success, the pressure to maintain predictability and consistency builds. You get more conservative. It's harder to take risks. That's when things start to fossilize, and change becomes difficult. But small companies are different. One of the biggest advantages of being small is the ability to make quick, sweeping changes. Since they are small, they can adjust quickly once a problem pops up. As the old saying goes, a small ship makes a quick turn. Business owners are often asked, how big is your company? Usually, the bigger the company is, the more likely they get a compliment. However, the founders of 37 Signals are extremely careful about hiring. They keep asking themselves, what if we don't hire anyone? Is that extra work that's burdening us really necessary? Can we solve the problem with a slice of software or a change of practice instead? If they lose someone, they don't replace the person immediately. They will see how long they can get by without that person in that position. If it doesn't work, it's time to hire. That's why they only have fewer than 50 employees for a long time. Shortage of capital is a common problem faced by entrepreneurs. As a result, they often require external financing. However, at 37 Signals, they always try to avoid raising money. The founders believe that external investment will cost them control of the company, and the ambition to realize dreams will be overwhelmed by the stress to pay off debts. So they try hard to reduce investment and achieve goals with fewer resources. You must be wondering, how could they make better products and remain competitive without enough investment and good resources? According to the authors, it's true that advanced equipment is necessary in the process of starting a business. However, it's unwise to be obsessive. It's like you have an expensive piano, but can it guarantee a compelling performance? If you have great skills, you can still produce beautiful music even though the instrument is old. For example, about 7% of the traffic of top American news websites relies on a website called Drudge Report. What's amazing is that the website is run solely by the founder Matt Drudge, and it has a plain layout like websites in the 1990s, no video, no search engine optimization, no slides, and no original contents. Nonetheless, the traffic redirected from such simple website once ranked higher than Facebook and Twitter. Television producers, radio talk show hosts, and newspaper reporters view it as the go-to place for news stories. It is Matt Drudge's expertise and sharp view about news that made Drudge Report a big success. Hence, resources are not everything. The key to competitiveness lies in whether the things you are doing are meaningful, and whether you make the most out of minimal resources. That's all for part 1, Minimalism in the Business Strategies of 37 Signals. To keep the size small, the company is very cautious about hiring people. They only hire when it hurts, and they avoid raising money. Its small size and small investment enable them to run at a relatively low cost, while keeping them agile and flexible. We have mentioned earlier that 37 Signals is very cautious about the use of external funds, and tries to reduce investment. This minimalist credo is also reflected in its marketing strategy. For example, most companies put great efforts and spend much money on publicity and advertising. When they plan to release a new product or build a new business channel, they will hold a press conference immediately and send out prepared press releases. They just can't wait to announce the news and their intentions. However, the authors regard press releases as spam, because people are so fed up with them in the era of information explosion. The tired and formulaic coverage is boring and unattractive to both the media and the public. Even though a certain product or business channel makes its debut, it's not likely to get noticed through the generic pitch of press releases. The authors also consider big investment in advertising wasteful and unreliable. Marketing people often say, "We waste half of our ad budget, but we just don't know which half." Now, you may want to ask, how does 37 Signals attract so many customers if it runs no ads and sends out no press releases? The secret is to spread knowledge and share opinions without reservation. Since the year 1999, 37 Signals has been blogging about why they established the company, and how to develop the business. A lot of people think that it's unusual for executives to share business strategies, because they are secrets. But the leaders of 37 Signals never hesitate to share their thoughts and opinions about design, business, software, philosophy, usability, or the industry at large. As a result, over the past 10 years, they have built loyal customers of more than 100,000 daily blog readers, who come to see what's new every day. While most companies focus on sales promotion, 37 Signals has managed to attract and develop a large number of loyal customers by sharing experience and spreading knowledge, which cannot be achieved by sensational advertisements. As the company brand has been continuously spread by word of mouth, it has also won a place in people's hearts. Just like when we want to do online shopping, and Amazon comes first to our mind, and when we feel like watching TV series, and we naturally think of Netflix, 37 Signals makes potential customers think of its products first whenever they need services, through creating and sharing high-quality contents. The tradition of sharing and spreading knowledge did not stop at blogging at 37 Signals. After the first blog, the company established a new website called The Distance. It focuses on telling the stories of companies with 25 years of history or above in long forms. Each story contains more than 2,500 words. The website attracted a lot of entrepreneurs and people who dream of starting a business. Jason himself also writes about his personal experience of starting his business in the company magazine, another channel they use for knowledge sharing. In the book, the authors put an emphasis on building an audience. Speak, write, blog, tweet, make videos, whatever. Share valuable information, and you'll build a loyal audience slowly but surely. Let's make a recap of part 2. 37 Signals breaks the traditional marketing approaches. Instead of spending money on advertising and press releases, it attracts numerous loyal fans through experience and knowledge sharing on blogs, websites, and magazines. Today we are just sharing Limited Bookie. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. You will get 7 days free trial with more features.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.